Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners, managers, leaders, and future restaurant owners, I have a very controversial and very interesting topic that I want to share with you today. It's about adding service fees to your checks. Should you add a service fee to cover increasing labor and costs of goods sold right now or not? Coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of The Restaurant Boss, as well as ClickBacon and ScaleMyRestaurant.com. I am very excited to talk to you about this very controversial topic. So let's get started here. A restaurant in Durham, North Carolina was forced to add a 20% living wage fee to their guest check because they were called out as not being certified by an organization that calls themselves the Durham Living Wage Project. In part two of this video, I will address my stance and my opinion on this matter. But for part one right now, I just want to share some background and some facts with you. And I want to get your opinion before I interject my opinion. So for years now, this has been a heavily contested topic, with one group of people stating that workers, and especially restaurant workers, are not being paid a livable wage. The other group states that the government should not dictate what they pay employees and let supply and demand work it out naturally. Currently, federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, or about $15,000 a year. This wage puts a family of two or more well below the poverty level. Seattle was the first to announce their efforts to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour, with many big cities and states following suit. The list is constantly changing, but last I checked a few days ago, seven states had a 15 an hour minimum wage plan, and they're somewhere in the ramp up phase of that. Their plans will take full effect at full 15 an hour, somewhere between 2023 and 2025. However, many cities are already there. Most of these cities are in California, New York, Illinois, you know, Chicago, the big cities, but like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, they're already at $15 an hour, and you'd be hard pressed to find restaurant employees who would even work for $15 an hour in those cities. To make this issue more complex, some states allow for tip credit, meaning that a tipped employee can make much less than minimum wage hourly. Currently, the tip credit federal minimum is $2.13 an hour, as long as their tips plus their wage exceed the minimum wage requirement. Some states have a higher tip credit wage than that, and other states just don't allow tip credit at all. In certain states, you have to pay the full minimum wage and then still allow them to take their tips. To add even more complexity, there are too many laws to understand and even find anyone who actually understands them. Trust me, I have tried, related to tip policies. But basically, here's the best I can do. I'm not an attorney. Do not use this advice, but here's what I teach clients and here's what we believe to be true about tips. Tips are owned by the person who receives it. They cannot be forced to share it unless it is in a mandatory tip pool, which, while tip pools are legal, brings up another issue about who can share in a tip pool. We know for certain that owners and managers cannot, but what about back of the house? So legally, the answer is assumed to be yes, back of the house can share in a tip pool, but this often angers front of the house employees who are already angry about a tip pool to begin with, taking the argument that they earned the tip, they should keep it. But the argument can also be made that without the owners providing the job, the managers taking care of the admin stuff that keeps the restaurant alive, and the back of the house preparing the food, the front of the house would have nowhere to work and nothing to serve. You can see how this gets complicated. The issue gets even more complex, but let's just stop here for now. Let's return back to this restaurant in Durham, North Carolina. So when a restaurant named Pizzeria Toro in Durham, North Carolina was not given their stamp by the Durham Fair Wage Project, the owner responded with a 20% fee that he then takes the cash collected from that, the money collected from that, and can distribute it however he wants. This is allowed because it is a required fee and not a tip. We've put a picture of the receipt up here, either here or here or here, so you can read it and read the language he uses exactly. But basically, he's using this additional revenue to pay his employees a higher wage. This is different than a message on a bill that says parties of six will have an 18 or a 20% gratuity added. That is technically understood to be illegal, but it's never really contested because it's assumed to be a tip, and it allows the tip employee to do whatever they want with it. So for now, just keep in mind that a fee is very different than a tip, and parties of six or more is not a fee, it's still a tip. Again, let's not try to understand it. Let's just hope that they get this simplified one day, but let's keep moving forward here. The news company that reported on Pizzeria Toro's adding of this fee spoke to a few employees and shows one that stated it's a slight pay cut for him, but it's more consistent, so he's okay with it, and it's the general belief that the other employees are okay with it too. However, my research since reading this and asking employees in other restaurants if they would support this was very mixed, mostly front of the house saying no way and back of the house saying yes. For obvious reasons, front of the house wants to control their tips. They believe that if they're good, do a good job, and give great service, they'll get more tips. And if someone is bad, that'll work itself out and they don't want to share their tips with them. But back of the house loves the idea of higher wages since they're not tipped currently. So a fee like this is great for them. Confusion sets in. What are your thoughts? I want to know, but we're not done yet. Guests that were interviewed for the news clip also stated that they want to support his restaurant. They want to support him because he's making an effort to pay a livable wage. And that's understandable, except for the fact that when I posted this on my Facebook page, the response was very different. And when I spoke to people, friends of mine who are not in the restaurant business, who are just restaurant consumers, didn't like the idea very much of being forced to pay a 20% fee. They also stated that if the service is good, they will tip. And if the service is good, they will tip well beyond 20%. Not sure if that's always true, but some people say it is true, and I know some people do. But they also said that if the service isn't good, they don't want to tip, or they want to tip less. They want to decide that. Basically, they don't want to eat at a restaurant that has a forced fee. So why didn't the owner of Pizzeria Toro just raise his prices by 20%? And why isn't he certified by the Durham Fair Wage Project? Well, let's look at the Durham Fair Wage Project and look at their rules. So again, we're going to put that webpage up for you and put the link and you can go look at it yourself, but let me read quickly. Thank you for your interest in becoming a Durham Living Wage employer. The rate for certification is $15 per hour or $13.50 with health insurance benefits. The Durham Living Wage rate is tied to the livable rate of Durham County and the city of Durham, which are based on a modified version of the Universal Living Wage methodology. Durham Living Wage Project certification under the current rate will last until June 30th, 2021. So at the time of reading this on July 7th, or of me filming this, this is just a couple of days old, but still pretty current. As long as an employer maintains the current living wage throughout that time. For tipped employees, when averaged out, wages plus tips must equal at least $15 or $13.50 an hour. Independent contractors who are self-employed and receive a 1099 must be paid at least $2 an hour more than the current living wage rate, or at least $17 per hour. There is more if you're interested in reading on the site, but let's return back. So the owner of Pizzeria Toro said he is not certified as a living wage business by the project group because the living wage is not paid 100% by the employer, but it is paid with fees collected, which they consider a gratuity from the customers. As you can see, the confusion continues. Now, it is important to keep in mind that Durham, North Carolina has 226 restaurants listed on OpenTable, which if I had to guess, at least half, if not way more than half of restaurants are not listed on OpenTable. I wasn't able to get definitive answers, at least I didn't try hard enough to get a pure black and white 100% answer of how many restaurants and food service and food beverage businesses are in Durham, but I'd have to guess 1,000, 500, even if it's just the 226 listed on OpenTable, only 18 of that number, whatever that number is, are listed as certified by the Fair Wage Employee Project. What are your thoughts on that? I will let you insert your opinion here, as my opinion is coming in the next video, but we're still not done yet. We still haven't figured out why he didn't just raise prices by 20%. So he says he considered it, but felt this was a more transparent method. He also goes on to state that so guests are not shocked by this fee, he tells them they're not expected to tip anything above the extra fee. So in reality, this isn't really a fee. It's a price increase. And while I am very tempted to interject my opinion now, I will wait for next week. But before I go, let me remind you. When restaurants in Seattle tried increasing their prices 6 to 7 years ago, when the minimum wage conversation started, every single restaurant that I am aware of that raised their prices was forced to lower their prices and reinstate their normal tipping processes. Guests were just not ready to pay 20% more. A burger that was $15 would now be $18 with that 20% increase. And let's be real, people price shop. So they would ask themselves the questions of why is one restaurant so expensive while another is so much less? No different than the airlines. They took everything away. They want their prices to be as cheap as possible. So when you shop online and you buy your airline price, you're only seeing the price, but not all the other fees. And so the reality is people price shop. They stated that they will tip when they receive great service, but if they don't get great service, they don't want to tip. They don't want to pay the higher prices. They don't want to be forced to pay the higher prices. Very similar argument then to increase prices as we are still facing now. So I've presented you with all the information. I will present you with my thoughts and my opinion of all of this and what you can do as a restaurant owner operator going forward, how you can handle the labor increases, the challenges with finding labor, the cost of goods sold increases that we're all facing now. But I really want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? Please comment below and remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant owners, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.